This episode of the
Guy Dines Last Kicker
brought to you by
Geist Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material, including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. Episode 3 of JJTM presents The Best Of.
Guess who's back? Back again.
We are back.
Susie's back. Tell a friend.
On episode 2 was Susie, and now on episode 3 is Susie again, as we are on another road trip back to the same place we did the first episode. How weird is that?
Hey, I forgot. That is true, though.
We're not going all the way to Junction, though.
No.
But we were on our way to Brownwood.
Yeah.
And I think we did the entire show between
here and Brownwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here and Brownwood. So now we're going to try to do another show between here and Brownwood. We're going to Brownwood today to go to
a bookshop called Intermission Books.
Yeah.
That is in an old theater. How cute is it called that it's called Intermission?
It's one of the most talked about and sought about bookstores in the state of Texas.
Yep. Yep.
Like, Texas Highways has done stuff on this. All sorts of magazines. There's been news reports about this place. So we're going to go down there.
So it was really funny because last time we went, we were just driving around Brownwood and I saw the bookstore and I was like, oh my gosh, we've got to go. And you were like, we can't right now, but we can come back. And then since then, we've learned that it's a really cool bookstore that is on, like, if you're a book talk person on TikTok and you like to travel to go to bookstores, this is like, I think there's 5 that are listed in Texas and this is one of them.
This is a big TikTok thing, huh?
It is.
Are you gonna log in TikTok, tell people to like and subscribe? And
no, I don't know how to TikTok. I just watch TikToks. Oh. I don't know how to create a TikTok.
You don't create your own? You're kind of like me?
No.
I've taken the stance of just making my TikToks be completely wrong, not the way you're supposed to do them. And I've kind of liked that.
Yeah.
That set.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand how you're supposed to do it. That's not for me. But I love to watch TikToks, and I love books, and I love bookstores. And so I'm very excited that we're heading back down this way.
Yes.
Maybe we'll find a cool little place to have some lunch.
Probably.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun.
So we're headed down 281 towards Stephenville.
Mm-hmm.
Just got off 20. We're going to hit Stephenville, then we're going to hit 377 and head into Brownwood with stops along the way, or towns along the way. We probably won't stop at them until on our way back.
Yeah.
But we got Dublin and Comanche and Blanket and Early.
On our way back?
And Brownwood. We'll drive through them on the way there.
On the way there. Okay.
And then on the way back, we'll come back through them.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
So I think on the last episode, which a lot of people seem to have enjoyed, got some good feedback on it.
Oh, good. Wait, the last episode with me?
Yeah.
Nice.
Episode 2.
Uh-huh.
We did the Beach Boys.
Yes, we did.
And
you learned a lot about me.
Learned a lot about you. I told you there's at least one or two other bands I want to do this with you on.
Yes.
And I told you that for this episode, you need to don your leather.
Don my leather.
Prep the anal nitrates.
Prep the anal nitrates. Donning the leather, I had a guess. Prepping the anal nitrates, I don't have a guess anymore. The fact that I know what an anal nitrate is bothers me.
Get ready to party, because this band has sold over 100 million albums worldwide.
Wow.
God damn it. I hate when people do that stupid shit on the road. Just go.
Yeah. That was dumb. They pulled over to the side so that we could pass them. We weren't even, like, on their tails.
Especially when I'm trying to get into the show.
Yeah. Okay, so they've sold over 100 million albums worldwide?
Worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Do they tour a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
They started out in 1980 as a four-piece.
Okay.
They've released 15 studio albums.
Wow.
10 compilation albums.
Wow.
6 live albums.
Uh-huh.
8 box sets.
Wow.
13 video albums.
Okay.
71 music videos.
Nice.
54 singles.
Okay.
And like I said, 100 million albums worldwide.
Wow.
They have been referenced as one of the most influential bands out of England.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And Q Magazine, I think it was Q Magazine, said that they were one of the last serious bands to come out of England.
Okay. Okay.
They've won awards for all over the place. Grammy Awards,
mm-hmm.
MTV Music Awards, European Awards, all, you know. They've won a ton of awards, we'll just put it that way.
Okie dokie. Have they played the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, probably. Hasn't everybody? I mean, that's like a big tour stop. A bunch of musicians have named them as influence, and they're probably pretty responsible for modern pop music.
Okay.
The way modern pop music is. They're definitely responsible for electronica over the years.
Gotcha. I feel like I know who this is.
You probably do. That probably just gave it away.
I feel like I knew it at Four Piece in 1980.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is Alan Wilder, was he part of the band?
Maybe.
Did I want to marry one of them?
Probably.
Okay.
Bands like U2 and Muse have said that they were inspirational to them.
Nice.
Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails said that he was highly influenced by this band.
Yep.
He wrote Pretty Hate Machine.
You have sealed the deal for me.
Have I?
Yes, you have.
Coldplay has cited them as an influence, as well as Arcade Fire.
Mm-hmm.
The Killers.
I love The Killers.
Tool, A Perfect Circle.
Tool.
The Crystal Method. Fear Factory.
Wow.
Metal band Fear Factory.
That's amazing. It's amazing how far their reach is.
Paul Van Dyke, The Pet Shop Boys, Tears for Fears. Even though they're all contemporaries of each other.
Yeah.
They all sought each other. Gary Numan.
Nice.
And I had an issue trying to pick out what I wanted to use for this episode, because they do have a greatest hits. And it's like 25 songs, and 6 songs are remixes.
Oh, okay.
Of songs that are already in the greatest hits.
Okay.
So what I chose to use was, and this kind of cuts off a little bit, 6 years of their career.
Okay.
But we can go back and visit those towards the end of the show if you want.
Sure. Okay.
But the singles collection, 86 to 98.
It's a good one.
When it was released, it was a double CD set.
Yes.
And nowadays, if you go and hop on streaming services, it's all one giant collection.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with, don't ignore that, this song.
One of my favorites. One of my favorites. This I love this box set.
The band is
Depeche Mode.
Yes. And this collection starts off with Stripped.
Who, I love the, it's not Bauhaus, who does this cover that I love?
Rammstein. They do an amazing cover of it.
The grass and let the hours pass. Take my hand.
In fact,
come into,
I'm not
going
to lie,
land.
It's hard for me to listen to this version.
Is it really? Because you like the other one so much?
Because Rammstein just
it's
knocked
classic.
It out of the park.
Yeah. But I love it.
Not a bad way to start this off.
This song is sexy. And it's like deeply sexy. Like, you know.
Do you dance in front of your mirror?
No.
In your bedroom?
No.
This as a young girl?
No.
I don't know what's going on here.
Uh-oh.
I got some popping.
Okay. I don't have any popping.
There we go.
Okay.
Go. Yeah, this song's rad. All the way through.
Yep.
And like I said, that compilation that came out years ago, the Music for the Masses.
Yes.
Has a couple of my favorite covers on it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one that when Rammstein did it.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It is hard to listen to it any other way, for sure. I'm loving it.
So, did you know this was going to be the second band?
No, I had no clue. I actually thought you might pick the Ramones or the Beastie Boys. I had no idea it was going to be Depeche Mode. But this does make sense because this band deeply, deeply influenced my childhood. My teenage years. Not my childhood. But my teenage years. As soon as I kind of like came into my own. And, you know, it's really funny because Depeche Mode came into my world after like Run DMC.
That's weird.
I know, isn't that wild? Like, I was such an East Coast hip-hop, like, I loved Run DMC, Grandmaster Flash, all of those bands. And then I moved towns. I moved to a smaller town. And I changed high schools. And my best friend in the whole wide world, are you okay?
No, this keyboard, when it kicks in at this part, always does something to me. I love that.
And I knew about Depeche Mode. I knew about the Smiths. I knew about them, but they weren't heavy hitters for me until we moved. My bestie, Terry Jean. Hi, Terry. Her brother, Jerry, loved Depeche Mode. And I started listening to them more just because of kind of hanging out with them. And then that was all I was about, was Depeche Mode for quite a while.
So how did this turn into a narcoleptic antidote for your daughter?
Oh, okay. So it's not this song. It is Black Celebration. But when I was pregnant with her, I was 18 years old, so I was still heavily listening to Depeche Mode every single day. And so now, basically when Depeche Mode comes on, she gets sleepy. She feels comfy. She's like, she goes back to the womb.
and that's any song?
Any song.
Okay.
Any song, but especially the songs off of Black Celebration.
Huh.
Because for whatever reason, that was what I was craving when I was pregnant with her. I love this song.
You do?
I do. Do you?
The question songs always hit me weird. Like, I'm just like, eh. Because I didn't listen to the question songs that much.
Oh,
this
I would just...
Track 2
I
is
just,
Questions of Lust, and then there's Questions of Time.
Yeah.
And both of them, I'm kind of like... Like, if they play this live...
Be gentle with me.
Beer time.
I'd never willingly do you harm. I love this song. Apologies. What did you get from me? I remember just laying in my bed, just laying there and listening to the song and thinking, oh my God, this is so good. So good.
What's funny is, like their early songs like this, this era.
Yeah. It's a question.
How all the songs were inside jokes to them. And it made, I didn't realize that until listening to 60 songs to explain the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
When Rob went all through that, was like, started breaking all the songs down, was like, yeah, they were all just inner jokes to see what people would like and not like.
Right, 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 right.
A lot of it, once they broke in America after 101.
Yeah.
Or I guess it was before 101, but 101 was the big.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they didn't realize how big they were in America.
Yeah.
Until they came over and were like, holy crap, and we're selling out, you know, Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, after that, then everything really became, let's screw with Americans.
Yeah.
And see what we can come up with.
I love that. It frightens me right there. That was one of my favorite things ever.
We're in Morgan Mill. Morgan Mill, Texas.
Morgan Mill, Texas. You are hot.
Silly, silly. All right.
I know.
So after question of lust,
okay,
on this, you have question of time.
Dude, how do you not love this song?
This is when the anal nitrates are applied with this. You're pumping your fist in the air like that.
Dude, remember that when in 101 when they're on the bus and they're everybody's dancing?
Yeah.
Dude, this is such a great song. Oh my gosh, I love it.
It is a great song.
You have to dance. You can't not dance when you're hearing this song.
All these old cars.
Oh, wow.
Old fire trucks.
Mm-hmm. Here.
No, this song's great. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You want to go to the next one?
I do.
Okay. Or do you want to keep pumping your fist in
no,
the air?
No, it's okay.
Cattle that are along the side of the road.
It's okay.
Trying to get the cattle to party. All right. Next up.
Oh, yes. Such a good one.
Strange Love. Who doesn't know this song?
I don't know. I can't imagine anybody not knowing them.
Well, if you don't know this song, you should off yourself.
Hey, Dustin, stop. Don't do that.
It's a punchline now.
It's not funny.
It is when you do it out of context.
Well, it's still not funny.
This was a junior high staple for me.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
There was this girl. I remember her well. Her name was Shelly.
Uh-huh.
And she, as we were all discovering music, and I was starting to get into hair metal stuff because of friend influence.
Yes, yeah.
She came in with, you know, U2 shirts and Depeche Mode shirts and
Yazoo.
She had half her head shaved and
dude
was all feathered hair and everything. I was like,
the 80s were wild.
You're pretty cool. But I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
So
yeah. No, it's still a good one.
And Erasure. You know, Erasure.
Oh, make your heart smile. Oh, yeah.
Is a product of Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah. You know, Vincent Clark, any of the things he did after, Yaz, Erasure, all came from doing Depeche Mode first.
Yep.
Yeah.
He wrote the first record.
Yep.
And bolted. He's like, I don't like these guys anymore. I want to do my own thing.
That's not it. But luckily, they had Martin Gore.
Yep.
And they had Dave Gahan, who is still just absolute sex on wheels, that man. But he's not the one I wanted to marry. Martin Gore. Martin Gore.
Was the one you wanted to marry.
God, he was so weird looking. I loved it. He's still, I mean, like, I see him and he's like, you know, I don't know, in his late 50s, early 60s, however old he is. Still.
What's with
still
you and
does
weird
it for
looking
me.
People?
I don't know. But
Martin Gore, Nicolas Cage, Kid Rock.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I've told you there's two men in my life that have, like, classically good-looking men who I have had relationships with. Everybody else was weird-looking.
Huh. It makes me wonder about myself sometimes.
You're a classically good-looking man.
All right, into the next one.
Okay.
We have...
Oh, yes!
This is my number
Dude,
one.
Is this your number one? Really?
It's our friend Tony Diaz posted this song yesterday on Facebook. And I was like, how coincidental, because I was already planning about doing this today.
Yeah, nice.
And I was like, it's kind of weird. And he's talking about this song and what it means and everything.
Yeah.
This is one of the songs that where I realized... Most of my favorite songs in the world have to do with heroin or drug abuse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I had no idea this was about heroin and drug abuse. I thought this was just about taking a ride with your best friend.
It's about doing drugs and your best friend being drugs.
Makes sense now. now that I'm listening to the lyrics and knowing it's about drugs.
Because you're both flying high.
Yeah.
Waiting for the world to come down or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And you're hoping that he doesn't let you down again?
Yep.
Yeah.
You hope it's not a bad trip?
Yeah.
You hope it's not a bad batch?
See,
bad.
A bad batch.
From Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is my number one.
Wow.
And yep. The live version is freaking incredible.
Yep.
The way they tease it coming into it, and all of a sudden it's just, bam, here we go, and everybody erupts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah. This is up there, but it's not my number one.
Really?
Really.
Hmm. You may hear more about this song in the upcoming years.
Okay.
If things work out.
What do you mean?
Could be working on a cover of this.
Oh, nice. Okay. I like it.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
Gotta see how things go.
All right. Next up.
Behind the Wheel.
I do love this song. Do you like this song?
It's all right.
I can't think of any song that's on this album that I don't go, oh my gosh, I love this song. It's another dance anthem.
More anal nitrates applied.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Have you ever done an anal nitrate?
No, it's just hilarious. It's the funniest thing. People popping things there.
This also takes me right back to 101.
Does anybody do anal nitrates anymore?
I don't think so.
That was like a thing, right? In the clubs?
I have no clue if it was a thing.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But, yeah. This is a good one. I think there was a time where I probably watched Depeche Mode 101 every single day. And listened to the soundtrack.
So it was your Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, probably.
Because I watched Empire Strikes Back every day when I was a kid. Every single day.
This was probably like 18, 19, 20 was when I was watching it every day.
Oh.
Yeah, I was older than just a kid.
I didn't watch anything every day when I was 18, 19, or 20.
That's too bad. I was having kids, though. One baby at 18, one baby at 20.
Mm-hmm.
My children do love Depeche Mode, all of them.
Just one of them. It puts one of them to sleep.
It puts Ivy to sleep. Yep. It's hilarious, too, because she will just start yawning, and then she's like, oh, what the heck?
And what's funny is she even did that when we had a Do For It Records Halloween show.
Yep.
And Redefine did Depeche Mode.
Yep.
And she's just sitting there hanging out, and all of a sudden, like, she starts yawning, and then she realizes, oh, Redefine's covering Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Like, it all clicked in. She's like, all right, I got to go, or I'm going to go to sleep. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
Okay.
We have...
Oh.
All right.
It's a good one.
Let's talk about this song.
Yes, let's do it.
I am convinced that this is their most covered song. It's either this or Enjoy the Silence.
I'm with you. It could be, because we were listening to many covers of this song earlier today.
We were, driving...
Eduardo and Pepe, I think, did my favorite. Wait, Leonardo and Pepe.
Not Johnny Cash.
Personal Jesus.
Not, that one was pretty good.
It was really good.
What about the Jazztronics or
oh,
whatever?
Oh, yeah, Jazzistics.
Jazzistics.
That was really good.
That was pretty good.
And, of course, Johnny Cash's version is always the best version.
Do you still listen to Marilyn Manson's?
I do still listen to Marilyn Manson's.
Do you listen to Marilyn Manson at all anymore?
You know what? I'm going to have to say it's been a decade since I purposefully listened to Marilyn Manson.
Well, next up, we're going through Marilyn Manson's greatest hits.
I'll never forget. I was working at a Denny's. I was pregnant with Katie. I worked with a lady who I now understand was a complete tweaker. I didn't know it at the time. And she... What is this?
Atwood's. It's like... It's that place that's in... Lake Worth. It's like Tractor Supply on crack.
Whoa. Is it open? Doesn't
look
like it's
it.
Open. I wonder if they're still building it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, it looks like it's...
But then you have a Tractor Supply right here, too.
Dude, so. I love Tractor Supply. Are you sure you don't want to stop right now?
Anyway.
But Marilyn Manson covered this song, and I remember that girl going, do you know who Marilyn Manson is? And I was like, yeah, I know who Marilyn Manson is. And she's like, he covered this, and it was... and Sweet Dreams. I think it might have been the Sweet Dreams song, not this one. And I was just like, yeah. So, anyway, yeah. I do love this song.
You're a fan of this song.
I am a fan of the song. I love the video. I love this video. There's just something kick-ass about this video.
This is an Anton Corbin, right? He did both of these. Mm-hmm. He did this and Enjoy the Silence.
Yep. I like this part.
I'm a big fan of his work.
My light needs to go green.
Have you ever tried to count how many?
No. No. Have you?
No. But it is hilarious just doing that at random.
Yeah.
And people going,
what?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You actually did that really good. Nice work. Yeah, it's a good one.
All right. And then I think it's followed up by the other most covered song. Let's see. Yep.
Yeah, this is a good one. Also, still not my number one.
This is like my number two. But my number one cover is by Failure, who did this.
Yeah.
And
my number one cover is still Das Rammstein. Mm-hmm.
Even Martin Gore said that mm-hmm. the Failure cover is better than theirs.
Dude. Martin Gore lives in Santa Barbara. And there was a time when I found out he got divorced that I was like, I could have a shot.
Huh.
I could do it. I could go to Santa Barbara. I could figure out how to meet him, and I could have a shot with this man.
You know, Jewel used to live in this town right here.
Did she really? I was just checking out this killer cemetery.
And I could have had a shot with Jewel.
Wow. She is adorable.
What a beating.
No way, dude. She's so cute. Look at Dollar General.
No, she is cute, and she is adorable.
The purple goat, what's that?
My musical taste and her musical taste?
Uh-huh.
That would be weird.
Well, your musical taste and my musical taste are a little weird.
Yeah, but you're not into yodel rock.
Oh, it's true. I'm
yodel
not into yodel rock.
Stuff.
This video was pretty dang killer.
We're driving to the heart broken. Of Stephenville.
The Bosque River. Is that how you say that word?
Bosque? Yeah.
Bosque? B-O-S-Q-U-E is not Bosque. It's Bosque?
Bosque.
Okay.
Like the bounty hunter.
Okay.
Yeah, this song's fantastic.
You took a picture of that house?
I did, in the middle of the night.
Yep, in the middle of the night.
This song's fantastic. It's great. It, I mean, this and Personal Jesus are their biggest songs.
Yeah, I can agree with that, which is kind of a bummer because they've got better songs.
But commercial appeal.
Commercial appeal. You're not wrong.
Violator was so huge.
Violator was really big. But I'm telling you, okay, well, it's okay. Music for the Masses, I love, 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 love. But Playing the Angel, I think, is my favorite album, which isn't even at this. It's way after this.
Yep.
But,
way after.
Keep going.
I thought Black Celebration was.
I do love Black Celebration. Carl, I have such a hard time picking a favorite Depeche Mode album.
Thus,
yeah. Dude, and every time
that
a new
stopped before
every
I
time a new box set would come out with like remixes and 12 inches and again, we would get them again.
There's so many.
We would get them every single time. It's like Disney movies. You buy them over and over and over again in their newest versions.
Well, and they keep remixing old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now go look at their crap on iTunes or Spotify.
It's not
hiring.
Crap number one.
Well, I was just saying. I'm using crap generally in the general term.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Next up.
Okay. Next
we're on
up.
Track eight.
Okay.
So track nine is.
Oh, this is a good one too. Not my favorite though.
Not my favorite. This is where things started getting more real. We got to be serious.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. I mean, it's a good song, but it's just not my favorite.
Ultra is okay.
Ultra is not my favorite album.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Although, and one of my favorite songs on there?
Probably.
But yeah, this song's okay. This is a more serious song. This is when they started taking things more serious.
Yeah.
And we're like...
They were in their U2 era.
Yeah. And didn't... someone left, right?
Alan Wilder left.
No, but I thought someone came in and then left right before Ultra.
I don't know.
I forgot.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember all this drive.
Yeah.
Here's Tarleton State.
I thought about going to college here.
We can go find the poo.
What poo?
You're not even supposed to talk about the poo. The poo is a secret society at Tarleton State.
Ooh. They're called them. The poo?
The poo.
Nice.
The poo-doo.
Oh, that's poo-poo. Gross. Have we driven through this before? Do we go this
way?
Yeah.
Well, we went a different way.
Oh, okay. Because I don't remember driving through Tarleton State.
Let's see if I can figure this out here.
Okay. This is a good song, but yeah, not for me.
Yeah, I get kind of wore out on it.
Yeah.
It was played a whole lot on the edge.
Oh, was it?
You know.
Look at this cemetery. Another good one. Golly. All those people just dying to get in.
Wow.
You know the best part? Okay, so I love cemeteries. I love walking through them. I love seeing who's buried there. I love looking at the different monuments, the different time frames. I like going to the oldest part of a cemetery all the way to the newest part of a cemetery. But guess who does not want to be buried? This girl right here. I want to be burned and thrown to the wind.
That's kind of crazy.
You would think I would want to be in a cemetery with how much I love them. Yeah.
Oh, this was on Violator.
Was this on Violator?
Yeah, I screwed up. This was on Violator. Okay, next up.
Oh,
this was on Violator too.
Yeah, I love this song. Violator was probably their number one album. And understandably so.
This is a pretty good song. I like the live version, I think, better.
I do too.
And there's only 100 other versions of this song too.
Yeah, there is. This song is covered a lot. Or you mean the ones where Depeche Mode redoes the remixes. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is one of their number ones that they do themselves. Dancing in my seat because I do like the song.
I like that. I see that you're doing that. No one else can see that. It's kind of silly. I was trying to look. I forgot about Songs of Faith and Devotion.
Oh, yeah. Songs of Faith and Devotion is pretty good, too. Not my favorite album, though, either.
But you got the big one. I bet you it's the next song. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's... Yep.
Oh, yeah. This is not my number one, but it is probably my number two.
This used to be a warm-up song at practice in one of my bands, because it's just this over and over again.
Ugh, it's so... This song is another one that's just friggin' sexy. Sexy.
Dance in front of your mirror, sexy?
I never danced in front of my mirror, you weirdo.
Oh. Did you ever take a mirror and look at your anus?
No. I'm not Raelian.
You're not a Raelian. For those that are watching the Raelian documentary on...
Yeah, Rael, the extraterrestrial prophet, the alien prophet, the prophet of the aliens, whatever it is.
Those that watch that on Netflix thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
The three of you.
Look. I go deep with my jokes.
This one's a pretty good song live, too.
Yeah. No, it really is.
It gets the crowd going.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like it's all just grindy.
Yeah.
And then when it finally kicks in, you can start kind of dancing a little bit. Get it going. Then you white man overbite it.
I was going to say it. I wish you people could see this where he's biting his lip. It's so cute.
The white man overbite's real when you go to a Depeche Mode show.
It's true. Very
a bunch
true.
Of old people out there. Biting on their lip, getting into it.
I love it.
I've seen it happen. I've seen it. Starplex several times. Just getting into it. What's wrong with y'all? All these bankers and doctors and lawyers just...
Yeah.
It's their night to get loose and maybe...
Do a little anal nitrate.
Pop some anal nitrates before they get in. They have a parking lot party. Just... Is that how that works?
Parking lot party? I don't know how it works.
It's like a Jimmy Buffett concert, except for margaritas. You have anal nitrates.
I have no clue. I don't even know how it works.
Is it a pill?
I don't know.
And it just... I don't know. It just has always been funny to me.
I was picturing like a little whippet container of
maybe that's
nitrate.
Maybe we need to stop and get some Cool Whip and spray it in our butts. See what happens.
Cool Whip is in a tub.
Or Ready Whip, whatever. Whip it. Does all sips have whippets?
Probably.
Man, Stephenville's got everything now.
They've got an H-E-B, a Hobby Lobby, an Old Navy.
An Old Navy.
A Ross Dress for Less. Ooh, they've got a buckle.
Oh, a buckle.
Did you ever play the buckle game where you see if you can make it all the way to the back of the store with nobody saying hello to you?
No. Never went into buckle. I never had any need to.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
All right. After I Feel You.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this song's about... I feel the anal nitrate.
Maybe so. Wow.
All right, next up.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Now, this song has taken on other meanings over the years.
Yeah?
Since its release.
Okay.
Now it's a big LGBTQ, AK-47, part of their show.
Oh, okay.
Where they pay tribute to them live.
Okay.
Because try walking in their shoes for a change.
Right.
You straight white man with overbite. That is a lawyer, a doctor.
Yeah.
On your anal nitrates.
This is one, though, that I would probably skip on the album.
I don't like it. There's something about it. And this is another one. Like, if they start playing it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go grab a beer. I got time.
Yeah.
And it's not because of what it's changed into. It's just the song's... never struck me.
Yeah. Not my favorite, but I like it, but it's one I probably would be like, all right, well, let's see what's next.
And we're going to, right here. Look, Chicken Express has poppers.
What? Where?
They just had a big sign that said poppers.
Oh.
The anal nitrate poppers.
They have a Cotton Patch Cafe. I love that place.
There's someone listening going, you guys have no idea what an anal nitrate is.
We have no clue. Oh, all look, right. They have an Aldi. I love this song, too. This is off of Songs of Faith and Devotion, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. I can listen to this for a good long time. Mostly because, isn't this Martin Gore singing? I am a big Martin Gore. Like, his... when he sings, that's when I'm... That's my most loved Depeche Mode songs. Hey, look, a Tractor Supply.
This is the I think this does come up during the Martin Gore segment where he takes control of everything.
Yeah, and he sits and sings and plays his guitar.
Yeah.
God, I love him. he just does something to me. Love you.
Glad he does something for you. I'm just over here dancing to this.
You're the best.
All right.
Okay.
Next up.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I should have mounted the GoPro right here. We could just
dang it.
We could have done both.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Audio, video.
People would have loved
seen,
it.
Could have seen what was going on.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it.
We're going to
stop the show. Start it over.
We're going to have to do it with the next one.
We will.
As long as it's dance music.
Something dancey.
Yeah.
I thought we were going through Marilyn Manson's greatest hits.
I don't know any Marilyn Manson's greatest hits.
Beautiful People.
Oh, yeah. I do know that song.
The Dope Show. All right. Next up.
Okay.
In Your Room.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Track 14. Yeah?
This is one I would skip.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of this one. I don't even know why it's on here. I would have replaced it with something else.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So we skip it. Barrel of a Gun.
Like it, but I would also skip it.
See, we're in the ultra phase now, right?
Probably.
Yes. Barrel of a Gun was on ultra.
Yeah.
But see, one of my favorite songs is on ultra. And I bet you it's next.
Okay, let's see.
You don't want to hear any of Barrel of a Gun?
No, not really. I mean, we can if you want to.
Do you not like this song because it's about guns?
No.
And you're so anti-gun?
I am not a big gun fan, but I'm not anti-guns.
Looking down the barrel of a gun, son of a gun, son of a bitch, getting paid, getting rich. Is that how the Beastie Boys got it, or did they steal it from the Beastie Boys?
I think the Beastie Boys stole it from the Beastie Boys.
This came out way after the Beastie Boys version. You just lost it when I did that.
That was really good. You're amazing.
All right, next up is Boom.
Oh, yeah. This is true. This is in my top five.
So It's No Good.
Yep.
I love this song.
Me too.
And you reopened this song to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a classic. This is a banger on every level.
Was that a flea market?
Oh, dang, did we miss a flea market?
I think we just went by a flea market.
Oh, man. We're too into this song. Because I have all the time in the world.
So...
to make you mine.
This may be... this fights for number one.
Does it? Yeah.
Because this song is way cool.
Yep.
Maybe a cover of this coming up soon,
too. Ooh, that would be so great.
Not promising anything on that front.
Right next to me.
And Flames covered this.
Oh, nice.
Did a metal version.
Don't say you want me. Don't say you need me.
Don't say you love me.
It's understood.
Don't say you're happy out there without me. I know you can't be.
'Cause it's no good.
This song is going to be on my wedding list.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this song's rad. It's long. They usually don't go this long. This is a 6-minute song?
Yeah.
Right at it?
Yeah.
Something like that? 5-something?
No, it's right at 6 minutes.
But it's a good song.
It is. Do you want to keep listening or do you want to keep going?
We can head to the next one.
Okay.
All right, track number 17.
Okie dokie.
Home.
What do you think about this one?
Skip.
Really?
It's all right.
Okay.
It's just one of those where, you know.
Yeah.
It's a sexy song.
It is.
Don't get me wrong. But it's kind of weird because you go, if you're listening to this in the order like we are, you go from No Good where you're up like, yeah, getting into it, and then this hits and you're kind of like,
yeah,
it's like putting the brakes on, you know.
Yeah.
Alright next. Useless.
Yep.
See, you get to these older songs, you just kind of like, do you like this one?
Yeah, no, I would skip this one.
Why is it on here?
I mean,
it was a single. I guess you got to put it on the singles collection, but...
Yeah.
It's not on the greatest hits. And I don't think Home is either.
Yeah, no.
Only When I Lose Myself.
Oh, yeah. I do like this song.
So it's not a skip. Why do you like this song?
Isn't this a Martin song? Yeah, it is.
Myself in someone else.
It is.
That I find myself.
Yeah, no, the song is excellent. Yeah, no, it's so good.
Because he's your boy?
He is my boy.
All right, we are entering Dublin, Texas, the home of...
A Dr. Pepper. Yes.
And we're going to go around Dublin this time.
Okay.
We'll come through it on our way back home.
Yeah. Okay. I think that my favorite Depeche Mode song is off of Some Great Reward.
Hmm. We'll have to play that then because it's not going to come up, I don't think.
No, it's too early.
All right. After this, we have... We're almost to the end of this already.
Are we really?
Yeah. And I think two of the greatest songs are at the end of this.
Okay.
So you got...
Oh, yeah.
Little 15.
Yeah. Yeah. This was... So when they were doing... Like, Depeche Mode 101 was touring Music for the Masses.
Yes.
And, God, I love this song. I love this song, like, deep in my soul.
Between the Buried Me did a cover of this, and it's epic.
Yeah?
It's so on.
Nice.
It's on their Anatomy Of, which is all songs that influenced them to be a band.
Oh, very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
What is this guy doing?
And like, I don't know. I don't know how much you listened to Playing the Angel.
A bit.
Yeah. But like, if when we're done with this, if you want to visit some of that, like, I'm just looking, and you know what? My favorite song is on Playing the Angel.
It is?
Yeah.
Little 15. So this is song 20.
Yeah.
And 21.
21.
The last song on here.
Oh, is it?
I believe so, on this singles collection.
Okay.
Is this.
Oh. This is in my top five, for sure.
This is in my top five.
Yeah, yeah.
This song.
Yep.
Is amazing.
It is.
And I think every time I've seen them, they close with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everybody's just singing forever.
Yeah.
Grabbing hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dude, I remember, because I obviously, well, not obviously, but I watched Depeche Mode 101 long before I ever saw them in concert. But I saw them, like, shortly. I mean, I was probably in my early 20s the first time I saw Depeche Mode. And when I saw this in the Rose Bowl on that movie, I literally cried. And it gives me goosebumps thinking about all of the people singing this song, and you know how they're just up there and they're just like, their eyes are full of wonder that there is, you know, 50,000 60,000 people all
60,000
singing
plus
this song
is what the count was. 60,000
yeah.
plus
yeah.
Seals the contract. From the contract, there's no turning back.
And this is on Speak and Spell, right?
A turning point.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it?
Which never gets talked about.
No, because Speak and Spell was first. Their first song. I mean, their first album.
I thought it was on there.
The
is it not?
Packed. I don't know. Let me look. Still intact.
Just Can't Get Enough is on there.
That's right. Okay, so it's not on there because it was the first one.
New Life is on there. It's a good one. Boy Say Go, No Disco. All great songs. Photographic, Tora, Tora, Tora. Just Can't Get Enough. Yeah. It was on... What was it on? Is it on Some Great Reward? No. It has to be on Black Celebration because it's 86.
Yeah, I was going to say, now that I think about it, it's not on there because of that.
Black Celebration. Of it all. I don't know where it's at. It's not on Black Celebration.
Crap.
Is it on Music for the Masses? It might be.
Now I'm going to be singing that all day. I'm going to just be walking around going, The Gruff. People are going to look at me weird.
Grabbing hands, grab all they can. I don't know where Everything Counts is on. It's a competitive world.
Just look it up.
Oh yeah, I could do that.
Just put the song in, it'll come up. I can't remember either right now. And I feel like an idiot because I can't remember. Because my go-to is 101 for this.
Yeah.
Because it's such a badass version, or this live version.
Oh, it was on Construction Time Again.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went past Construction Time Again because that album, because it's from 83, so I was thinking it wouldn't be on there because this is 86 to 98.
Yeah.
And Construction Time Again does have some really good songs.
But this live version was put out
with
because
101.
Of 101.
Yeah.
And that was after 86.
Yeah. You're right.
All right. So that's the end of 86 to 98.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
So what we're going to do, bonus time.
Bonus time.
Bonus time. We still have a little bit on the road. So we're going to go bonus.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Catching Up.
Oh, Catching Up with Depeche Mode? Yeah. That's a good one.
Because that was released in the U.S., so the U.S. fan base would know what the hell they've been doing for so long.
Yep.
It was like
up until then. Yep. Because they kind of exploded on the scene, and there was like so much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back stuff.
This is a good one.
So it starts
with Dreaming of
Me.
God, I love this song. This is a Vincent Clarke. Like, this is a bop. This is a classic. If you know Vincent Clarke and any of the stuff he did afterwards, Dreaming of Me is classic Vincent Clarke.
It sounds like an Erasure song.
Yeah. Oh, I love this song. This is when they were hella synthy. Yep.
When they were?
I mean, you know what I mean. This is off of Speak and Spell. Right? Is it on Speak and Spell?
The scene, filming and dreaming of me.
No, wait. Oh, yeah, the song Dreaming of Me replaces Sometimes I Wish I Was Dead. Yep, Dreaming of Me was on here. Oh, Just Can't Get Enough is on the original Speak and Spell, too.
Yep. And so is this. Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
You got New Life.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, Catching Up with Depeche Mode is a banger, front to back, I think. I can't think, and I know it's been a very long time since I've listened to it, but look at these cutie pies. Look at them.
Just boys.
Yep.
Just a bunch of boys.
Yep.
Making and music.
I love Alan Wilder, too, because he's just, like, also another weird-looking person.
You and your weird-looking people. Is this Proctor?
I don't know.
You've been to Proctor.
I have been to Proctor. The room is lit with danger.
Now, I should note that, a side note, that this is the area where all the UFOs have been seen.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Between Stephenville, Dublin, Comanche.
Nice. Okay.
So we're in UFO land.
Very cool.
So look to the sky before you die.
Will do, will do.
The beer barns. Lake Proctor beer barns. All right. So from here, they had these two songs that, you know, they put out, but this is their first big one, right? Right here?
Oh, yeah. This is their first big one.
We can all be in agreeance.
Yes.
Pecan trees.
Yep. Oh. Had the felt, like, flat-brimmed hat, like prairie hats, all black and white. I remember just dancing and dancing and dancing to this song. God, I love this song.
In a mirror, in front of a mirror in your bedroom?
In front of a mirror in my bedroom, yeah.
See, this
and
was
I
before.
Just can't seem to get enough.
This is pre-drug play.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
This is when they were all just clean boys.
Yeah.
It's funny when you track a band.
Yeah, through their drug years.
And then all of a sudden they become druggies. And things get wild.
Yep.
Without Wilder.
Yeah. I just can't get enough.
All right. We all know this song. If
yes,
you don't know
do.
This song, you know what to do.
Go listen to it.
Yes.
In its entirety. Dance.
Next up.
Oh, it's a good one, too. This one is a very Vincent Clark song, though, too. Right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it sounds like Yaz and Erasure. Both.
Yaz did the song. That one song about a woman upstairs in a house or something like that.
Upstairs at Eric's.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember the whole thing.
I would skip this song.
Yeah.
But it's a good one.
It is.
It is a good one.
It deserves to be catched up on.
Sure. Oh.
The Meaning of Love.
It's a good one.
This one's weird to me. Like
the train trestles.
The way it's mixed in with everything, I was kind of like,
yeah.
What is this?
It's one I love, but if I didn't need to catch up with Depeche Mode, I wouldn't listen to it.
It's like Kraftwerk meets Talking Heads. What is going on here? I must get on the Autobahn.
Cute.
Love
in itself. This is a good one. This one is a good one.
They were so close to being a chiptone band.
Well, dude, Martin Gore, man, is brilliant. He's brilliant. And he wrote almost everything after Vincent Clark left. And he just, I mean, and he goes from style to style to style. And he's just amazing. Amazing. I'm a fan.
You've said that. You've tried to stalk him or something and force him to be your husband.
I think this is when he sings too.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
Okay.
I think we start getting S&M-y.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We do.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
The graph.
It's a lot. Like life.
I want to love to listen to this song.
You were. Oh, I can imagine. I'm sure if my parents knew I was listening to this, my dad would have said something to me. Boom, 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 boom. But how?
I'm like,
it's so killer.
12 years old, walking in the house, going, "Let's play master and servant." my mom's like, what's wrong with you? I'm in my tidy whitey Fruit of the Loom. My tube socks pulled up to my knees.
My knees.
Let's call it.
It's a game. Everybody's playing it, Mom.
This was the day when they were making fun of everything.
Yeah.
You on top and me underneath.
Yeah, she didn't like this.
I can only imagine why.
Sitting at the dinner table. You on top, me underneath.
Horses and a donkey.
All right. This was a big hit, though. This is a big thing. Next up.
Oh, it's a good one.
This one's huge.
This is a good one.
I wasn't allowed to sing this one either.
Oh, I bet.
Because? Because
God doesn't have a sick sense of humor.
He doesn't.
You sick son of a... Yep.
This is industrial.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because Martin Gore's fantastic. I think Alan Wilder, though, did have a lot of influences on the songs. And, like, I think with these ones that are more industrial, Alan Wilder had a lot of influence on because he really liked that, you know?
But he also, he wasn't dark. Things didn't get dark till he left.
True, true.
Things were more happy and fun and upbeat.
Yeah.
This song's awesome.
It is awesome, but it does something to my soul. Like, it makes it real sad.
Because of the subject matter?
Yeah, probably because of the subject matter.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never looked at it that way. I was just like, man, it's so cool. People are beating on shit in this song.
It is cool. It's true. It is a beautifully orchestrated song, but it's sad. Yeah.
Does this have to do with the patriarchy?
Probably.
Is this anti-patriarchal? So I'm making up words. Good times.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
Next up.
Because we're still catching up.
This is it. This is my number one. Always and forever will always and forever be my number one. Always.
I can see why.
Yep.
And this is at the part of the show where everybody stops.
Ladies' choice. Grab your partner by the hand. Take him out for a dance.
I want somebody to share the rest of my life. Share my innermost thoughts. Know my intimate details. Someone who'll stand by my side and give me support. And in return, she'll get my support.
It's such a weird song.
When I want to speak about the world we live in and life in general.
This may be where I fell in love with Martin Gore. This may be where it happened. A 14-year-old little Susie hearing this song.
Stalking a 40-year-old man.
He was not that old.
No, he wasn't. Late 20s.
To my way of thinking. That you'll
but it's such a
disagree,
weird song.
But at the end of it all, she will understand me.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
But and how many times, though, have we talked about that? That we can disagree as long as we understand each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this song is... Oh,
but
oh.
I mean, like, in their catalog,
oh, yeah.
It's such
it is
a weird song.
Yeah.
And, like, when it comes up live,
oh, yeah.
It's always like... Debbie Downer.
Boom, boom, boom. It's not a downer. Well,
it's not a downer, but it is compared to all the anal nitrate songs that are going on. Where you need to just dance.
I want somebody who can
But you gotta have your up and downs. Is that car rolling by itself? We're entering the town of Comanche. Comanche, Texas.
All the things I detest, I will almost like. I don't want to be tied to anyone's strings. I carefully try to steer clear of those things.
Can we have a quick, serious conversation?
Yeah.
I think the town of Comanche needs to be renamed in this woke society.
I don't think so.
All right, back to somebody.
Let's just,
this make me sick. In a case like this, I'll get away with
I do want to go to a liquor store.
Oh, me too. Let's
I like
do it.
Fun liquor stores out here in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm in.
See what they have.
We found some really fun stuff at down and out sidetracked liquor stores.
Yeah. They always have cool selections that you can't get at the chains.
Right.
Like little mom and pop batch stuff.
Thanks for listening to this whole song. I love it so much. And all y'all out there in Radio Land got to hear me sing almost the whole song. I don't sing very often. But when it's all these bands that he plays for me that I love and I can't help myself.
But if you need a septic installed, septic system installation here in
Septic.
Comanche, call this number. That was somebody.
By Depeche Mode.
If your shitter gets plugged up by anal nitrates, septic system installations of Comanche is the place to call.
Jesus Christ.
Just a weird ad.
In a weird song.
All right. Next up, we have Shake the Disease.
Oh, I love this song. I love
this
song. This
was a big
song.
Player.
This is in my top five. I know I've probably said that about 10 songs, but this is in my top five.
Yeah, you need to narrow down your top five.
I do.
You need to really get a grasp on that.
I do. Do you have Playing the Angel queued up for us?
No, not yet. How many are
down on my knees, begging you to adore me.
Oh, we only have three more songs.
I love this. This is up there.
And torture for me.
This was. I'm gonna say that this song right here is the beginning of them being full. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
This, how can I explain it? Like, this is like the song where they're like, this is us.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to be for the next two decades.
Yep.
Is along these lines.
Yeah. And
you're right. We have found ourselves, and this song is so solid.
Yep, 100%. I'm with you. Yep. And I do. I love the lyrics to it, you know? Where he's like, I need for you to understand me, although I've got this thing that makes it so I cannot talk when I'm around you. So cute.
You need safe and reliable electric energy? Sika. The Stone Eagle is a bar down here.
Oh, is it?
Tonight they have live music by Alan Stone.
Randy Hawkins.
And Randy Hawkins. All right, next up.
Together. Okay.
Another 4-minute song. We're in and out.
Okay. To each other forever. Oh, I like this song.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Do. I sure do. And this, I mean, it's another one that's just like off.
Yeah. Let's make a banjo industrial.
Yeah.
Electronic industrial banjo.
For those of you that don't know this song, it's called Flexible.
Yeah. I want to get flexible. Flexible.
Do, do, boom, 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 boom.
It's an alright song.
Is it a sin to be flexible but when the boat comes in?
Wow. What is with this light?
I don't know. You can change it, though, if you want to.
All right.
I'm
next
a little bit too cold.
That's fine. Next up, we have... It's called A Heart.
It's a good one. But I don't know that I would have put this on Catching Up With. Would you?
It's
called A Heart. Dollar General.
No.
Tear it apart.
I don't know, because like this record was to get the U.S. market.
Yeah.
Caught up understanding what Depeche Mode was doing, but
yeah.
I don't know. This is a weird. Maybe it's just like we need to put this on there because maybe they were playing it.
Yeah, maybe.
They were when they toured. This song was a big player or something back then.
Maybe.
Or they just needed to show their expanse.
Yeah.
Of musical sound. What was that?
I don't know.
All right, last track.
Okay.
We have Fly on the Windscreen.
This one is so good. This one is so good. I'm glad that this is on this album.
I think Smashing Pumpkins covered this on the Music for the Masses or whatever.
Oh, uh-huh.
That cover record.
Mm-hmm.
And this belongs on there.
Yep.
Because this is another one.
Classic Depeche
Mode.
It's
a classic and... It's kind
of
like Shake the Disease.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to get out of us for the next little while.
Yeah.
So, like Shake the Disease, you can already see Violator on the horizon when you listen to it.
Yeah.
This you kind of can too because of the wide range of instrumentation that you have.
And this is a few albums before Violator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the speed limit is through here.
I hate that. I hate when I don't know what the speed limit is. So then I go like 45 just to be safe.
And then it's 70.
Oh, now we do see it. We're leaving Comanche.
We're out of Comanche. Next stop.
Brownwood. Nice.
I think we go through a little town called Blanket, which ain't that big.
It's not really a blanket. It's more of a throw.
Okay, so that was the end of Catching Up.
Okay. That was really good.
And I'm trying to think of if there was anything else. I think that covers everything of what would be in the greatest hits.
Oh, I agree.
Up to 98.
Yeah. This has been good. This has been a great show.
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. I was trying to see... Like, they have all the Delta Machine, the Sounds of the Universe, 12 inches.
Yeah.
Songs of Faith and Devotion, 12 inches. Good God. Exciter. Which album did you want to hear?
I wanted Playing the Angel.
All right.
So, because it's such a different sound, but it is so good, and I love it. I love it so much.
Playing the Angel in 2022.
Playing the Angel in 2022.
Oh,
and
no.
You go from
these
all
12-inch singles.
All of this super, you know, the Depeche Mode sound where it's all like put together.
2005.
2000. Oh yeah. Yeah, you're right. 2005.
Is there anything you want to hear on here?
I want to hear hold on. I want to hear
Precious.
Can we... I don't want... Precious makes me too sad.
Oh.
Can we start... We can start with either... let's start with John the Revelator.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going to go through this whole record.
No, just John the Revelator and The Sinner in Me.
Because this is...
But it's just raw, crazy.
This is post-98.
Yeah.
So we can kind of talk about... Like, this should be on their next...
Greatest
hits.
For sure.
Precious will be.
Precious will be. It is. It's so good.
I'm trying to think of what else.
Yeah. But. Dude, you hear that voice? Oh, so good. This is where Dave Gahan came back for me. And I fell back in love with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was playing the Angel.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
Did Martin get pissed?
I don't think so.
Did he get jealous?
No, I think Martin's pretty open.
Oh, yeah. So a throuple?
This is my favorite part of the song.
From the Muslim to there is only one God through and through. Multiplied by seven, multiplied by seven again. Seven angels, seven trumpets.
I love it. I love it so much. For as much as I don't typically like religion, this song.
John the Revelator.
Yes. I do love Suffer Well, but that's another one that's really sad for me.
See, that's the thing with this record. There's a lot of weird, sad stuff on here.
It's not weird, and it's not... It's not weird that it's a sad album.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Martin Gore wrote this album while he was going through a divorce.
Yeah. But
by seven,
if that news,
by seven again.
You have that news retrospectively.
Yeah.
At the time, you were like,
yeah.
Why is all this depressing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Why are we all going downhill?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to hear?
I want to hear The Sinner in Me.
The Sinner in Me.
Yeah. Oh, and then I want to hear Lillian.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lillian's got to be on their greatest hits, too.
And I think Sinner in Me was played live.
Yeah, because it's so freaking good.
What do you think of the album after this, Sounds of the Universe? Really?
Yeah.
What about Delta Machine?
It's okay.
Okay.
What about you?
Because I think there's a couple of songs on Sounds of the Universe that has to be on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you're right.
From the center.
Just so chill.
Yeah.
You're not taking anal nitrates to this record.
No.
You're just sitting around debating life.
Drinking wine. Yeah.
Or, yeah, you have got a bottle of wine,
yeah,
a glass of wine, and a revolver.
No.
No?
No revolver. Unless you mean the album by the Beatles.
No, I mean the gun.
Nope. Do you want to... We can bring it up a notch and go to Lillian.
Oh, that Lillian.
Oh, Lillian. And if you want to, I mean, we can play a couple songs off of that the next few.
Oh, we're going too. To.
Okay, cool.
You know, Lillian's good.
But yeah.
Who's making all that racket?
I don't know.
Now, Lillian's a great song. I want to say, I'm probably going to get this wrong, and I can't look it up right now, but this was a New York record.
Was it?
At Electric Ladyland. I think they recorded this, Electric Ladyland.
But this, definitely, the music on this one harks back to older Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a lot of modular synth,
yeah,
being used in all of this, because...
Mm-hmm.
And... Martin Gore's apartment, he has an entire wall of modular synth stuff.
Pretty
awesome.
Oh, that Martin.
But this song is good.
Yeah, it's great.
Brown County.
Oh.
The road has changed. It's gotten louder.
Yeah. Yep. The road is loud. My nephew just texted me.
All right. And God. All right, so if we got to jump over to Sounds of the Universe before we wrap this up.
Okay, let's do it.
This will be on there, on the greatest hits, In Chains, the leadoff song.
Yeah, true.
More crazy modular synth warming up and strings. But Chains will be on there. It's a good song. It gets me going. Just takes forever to kick in. This is Blanket. This is all there is in Blanket, right here.
Oh, this is it. There's a Freddy's Custard.
There's a general store. That's it.
Oh, this is it. This is it. Welcome to Blanket.
And now we're leaving Blanket.
Oh, wow. Oh, heading off to Early.
Early? You know why it's called that?
Why?
Because you're early to Brownwood. It's the town that's just before Brownwood. They connect.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yeah. Pretty nifty, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so this song takes forever to kick in. It's long. So I'm going to go to the next one that has to be on there. And this song, I love this song. People hate it. There's a lot of people that hate it. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This one. It will be on the greatest hits. I love this song.
I do too.
It was the leadoff single of this record. And the video is crazy.
Yeah.
Car wreck. The car's rolling down the street.
Yeah.
But this song, it makes you want to grind.
Yeah, it does.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it is. This will definitely be on their greatest hits.
It's got to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Couple else, other ones on here. Little Soul, maybe. Perfect. Jezebel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I just wanted to get this out before we kill things off.
This has been an excellent greatest hits.
A fun little run through.
Yeah, for sure.
Plus bonus, and another bonus, and some more bonuses.
Yeah.
Big time bonuses.
Yeah.
I don't know. They need to get their shit together and put one big giant greatest hits out.
That would be rad. I'd buy it.
I think they've remastered all the records too.
Yeah.
So everything would sound better. It's time to do it.
Yep.
But it's a fun little drive through Depeche Mode.
For sure. Yeah. And for a band that has consistently put out music for over 40 years, it's wild.
It is wild. And influenced so many people.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
People. That's what's crazy.
There are so few bands that have accomplished what Depeche Mode has accomplished.
And just keep on trucking.
Yeah.
Members dying left and right. And they just keep on going. With no apologies.
Right.
Just like, oh, you died? Sorry. We're going to keep touring.
Yep.
We're not going to.
We will mourn you, Andy Fletcher. Maybe.
I remember that news coming down.
Yeah.
And how everybody was affected.
Like, yeah.
Hell? Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, because it was him and Martin Gore and Dave Gahan were the three originals.
Yeah.
And they would bring other people in and out, but those three, they were like a tripod.
Is Clark still alive?
Vincent Clark, yeah.
He is? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I haven't checked in on him in a while.
We could definitely visit some of that. Like, do some bands from...
That he's been a part of?
Yeah.
That doesn't fit in the best of, though.
No, I know it doesn't. But it's something we could do.
It is. We could travel down that road. Maybe we'll do JJTM Presents...
Vincent Clark.
Such and such band member.
Yeah.
And we'll do, like, Vincent Clark and Mark Slaughter and Ozzy Osbourne and...
Oh my gosh.
Paul Abdul.
Oh my gosh. What was that guy's name from Bauhaus that did all of those other bands? He did Love and Rockets and he did Oh, crap. He did that one with the pigs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's his name? Why am I...
He
did that song, Slender Fungus. Crap. What is his name?
God dang it. You had to do this, didn't you?
I know, right? I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Yeah.
We're driving. And the thing that keeps coming to my head is Peter Gabriel, because that was maybe the same thing as
you're thinking of Peter...
No.
Shoot. Daniel Ash.
Yes.
That's it.
Do all the Daniel Ash bands?
Do all the Daniel Ash bands, because, dude, those are... That's a whole show in and of itself, all of Daniel Ash bands.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. We could do Mike Patton.
Oh, yeah. All
of his bands.
Everything
he's touched.
Yeah.
That's a zillion bands.
You could do that with Jeffrey Lord.
Good.
Yeah.
There's one we've got planned with old Jeffrey Lord.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is it me and you and Jeffrey Lord, or just you and Jeffrey Lord?
Jeffrey Lord and Matt.
Ooh, nice.
Matt, Jeffrey Lord, and I. And if you put those three together, us three together, you should know what the band's going to be. I mean, it's kind of obvious. So, yeah, we got that. We've gotten a few requests. If anybody wants to be a part of this, hit us up. Shoot an email, text message. If you got a show you want to do, you want to talk about a band, go through their best of.
Yep.
We'll definitely do it. We'll scream through it on a road trip or something. We'll figure something out.
Yep, love it.
But
this
yep.
has been so much fun. Thank you so much for bringing Depeche Mode back for the day.
Well, there you go. And I hope it's been a fun drive, because we are about to enter Brownwood.
Yeah, buddy.
All righty. Well, until next time.
Love you, mean it.
It's been JJTM Presents. Later.
Bye.